Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. And so this is me talking about, as I now can call her, we call her President-elect Connolly. So Cameron Connolly going to be sworn in very soon. But during the campaign, Mrs. Connolly made some highly disobliging language, words about the English language, saying it was a language of colonization, of extraction, and so forth. So she was contrasting her mastery of the Irish language with Heather Humphreys. Now, Heather Humphreys already slipped up. She was Minister for the Gaeltacht about 11 years ago. If you're not Irish, you won't realise that's the Irish-speaking regions and the promotion of the Irish language generally. And Heather Humphreys had committed to acquiring fluency and failed to do so in all those years, which hurt her. She still would have lost, but maybe not by quite so much in a very low turnout election. But it's partly because Catherine Connolly comes from Galway and there's a Gaeltacht in that county. She's from Galway City. So there might be a bit more of a potential to learn the language. Okay, so as for it being a language colonization, now to some extent that's true. Many languages are. Almost all countries have colonized others, and almost all countries have been colonized by others. Now, but English, where does that come from? It really comes from Germany and, you know, what's now the Netherlands, the Angles and the Saxons moving to England after the 4th century AD. So English didn't actually start in England, and the original England is in Germany. It's a peninsula near Denmark. But wait a second. If the English language is so terrible, Catherine, never speak it again. Even your acceptance speech, you could have said that in Irish. You're speaking to an Irish audience in the Republic of Ireland, not in the North, but you didn't. You did it in English. It's preposterous to say it's a bad thing. We could have another debate about colonization. I'm an imperialist. I would like to see the British Empire recreated. I'm not delusional. I know there's no chance of that happening. And I'm cognizant of our tremendous contribution in Ireland to the British Empire. We're most imperialistic people of all. Per capita, we did more for the British Empire than the English, the Scots, and the Welsh. If you look at, you know, soldiers in the British Army, colonial administrators, and so forth. And so English language colonization, does that mean when Americans move from the Atlantic seaboard to the West, or into the imperial interventions in the Caribbean or the Pacific Ocean, and so on? So some imperialism is good and some of it's evil, and much of it's in between, like almost any other ideology, whether it's like, you know, liberalism or capitalism or anarchism or whatever you wish, or socialism. But, you know, there's had over a century in the Republic of Ireland to make Irish as a lingua franca. Wales, part of the United Kingdom, has been more successful at reviving its language than the Irish Republic is. And so we could have been done more to bring Irish back as the actual language of the people by staying in the United Kingdom. Anyway, so it's preposterous, the language of extraction and so on. So things were extracted, things were given and so on, as though it's such a bad thing. And so-called Irish language is also, in a sense, a colonial language, as in Gaelic, Irish, was not the original Celtic language of Ireland, and so forth. And so some people are not of Gaelic stock or even pre-Gaelic stock, or any of English stock, and after they take up that language, that would be daft. And one of the few ways in which Ireland is united, the Republic and Northern Ireland, is the English language, so that absolutely everybody can speak. And that is a tremendous advantage. It has been really helped us to be, you know, one of the only countries in the European Union with English as an official language, us and Malta. And it's been marvelous going to the United States or anywhere and having English as your first language, being recognized as native speakers. There's some jobs you can only get if you're a citizen of one of those countries which are reckoned to have perfect English, such as the USA, Canada, South Africa, actually, Australia, New Zealand, Irish Republic, or the United Kingdom. So I've been offered jobs on that basis. So, all right. So almost as though we wouldn't have had English anyway if we hadn't been part of the United Kingdom. I mean, geography dictates the country's politics, as Napoleon said. Almost inevitably, there's going to be some sort of political relationship between the two islands. Two islands so very close, one about twice the size of the other, and rather more fertile, able to support more than double the population. So, yeah. goodness. So colonization. Well, let's bring on colonization, like settlements, as the Greeks settling all around the Mediterranean world and so forth. And in the Republic of Ireland, why do we have parliamentary government, which even until the 90s, many European countries didn't have? Nowhere east of Vienna had it. Even Spain, even Portugal in the 70s were dictatorships. So we can't simply assume we would have had that had we not been part of the United Kingdom, had our connection with England. I always say make the connection with England, as well as, you know, all these advances in education and being part of the leading science and technology country in the world in the 19th century. So that conferred many advantages on us, and obviously disadvantages too. Now, there were bad English people. There are bad English people. They're bad people of all nationalities, if the English are even a nationality. Maybe they're just a region of the United Kingdom, the South British. We mustn't be demeaning about them. And in Ireland, almost all of us have some English blood in our veins, and excluding the new Irish, you know, Pakistani Irish people, Chinese Irish people, Kenyan Irish people. And I recognize they have the absolute right to be in Ireland, and I would have no objection to any one of them becoming a citizen. So the people who, for want of a better word, were Indigenous Irish, basically everybody who was here until, say, the 1980s, was going to have significant immigration from outside, like Northwest Europe. So, yeah, let's pick up the English language. I'm not against the Irish language. You know, knowledge is better than ignorance. I'd be better if I could speak Irish and so on. And lovely to see the signs around. It's enriching. It's part of our culture, part of our heritage. Let's keep that going. Don't really mind the signs spreading in Northern Ireland, just like in Southern Ireland. But what she said was stupid, and it will be insulting to some people. And she doesn't practice what she preaches. So sit off on the wrong foot. But well, one thing I can say for Mrs. Connolly is she is at least speaking up for Palestine. Palestinians are human beings. There's international law. And what Israel is doing today is breach of the United Nations Charter, the acquisition of territory by force and so forth, and transferring its own civil population to the illegally occupied areas in the West Bank, changing the demographics, trying to make this crime the basis of another crime, which is stealing what the Palestinians have. So, she said to be a president for everyone, Catherine Connolly. Well, she really set off on the wrong foot. What about monolingual Anglophones in the Republic of Ireland? And they're the people who did Irish till leaving certificate, but were dreadful at it. Some people failed and they can't speak the Irish language. Are you saying they're not properly Irish? That's preposterous. Many of those at that 1916 generation couldn't speak Irish at all. A lot of the hyper-nationalists, you know, Republicans in the North, to this day can't speak Irish. Even Sinn Féin, even the sort of head-banging nationalist party, even their newspaper on Phoblacht, Republican News. I was a regular reader, perhaps the only unionist ever was. Only had about two pages in Irish. The great majority was in English. We don't need the Irish language to be Irish. Nationality and language are not the same thing. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.